96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, I had to take you way back for that conversation as we get ready for Valentine's Day. We are talking about love tonight, real love, crazy love, falling in love. What does being in love mean to you? And how do you know when you are in love? Well, my guests tonight are Jay Cameron, relationship coach and author of the upcoming book, Soul Ties, Soul Lies, and Terry Powell Brown, professional matchmaker. Lines are open. I want to hear about love tonight. Your perspective about love. How do you know when you're in love? How do you know it's infatuation? How do you know it's not in lust? How do you define love? Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. 10. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Okay, Jay and Terry, thank you both for joining me. Happy Valentine's Day weekend coming up.
Same to you.
And you know, I'm glad that you said something. You said,
what did I say?
Well, you know, and I want to just clarify for your audience, and I'm sure they know this already, mm-hmm. but a lot of people say Valentine's Day.
But no, yeah.
And I want to let folks know there's no M in
no,
Valentine's.
No, it's St. Valentine.
And no apostrophe on the S.
Yeah, right. See, there you go. And so it begins.
So it begins.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. Ladies first. Let's talk about love, Terry. How do you define love?
Well, I do believe that there's nothing new on the planet. So if you take a look at love from a very, a very analytical approach, you mm-hmm. know that it goes through phases. You know, there is an intense attraction, which is perhaps the lust phase. Then after that, you know, the chemicals are still, because everything is a chemical reaction. You know, it's still going on and you feel like when you see that person, they make you feel good. The endorphins are popping. And so you want to be around that person because they make you feel good. So, you know, there are people who are serial daters and mm-hmm. it's called the honeymoon period. So they spend a lot of time in that honeymoon period. Then when that period fades, then they go on to the next relationship because they're like, oh, this just isn't working out. Well, it's just that the easy part of the relationship is coming to an end. And the tougher part of the relationship, which is remaining connected to this person and loyal and faithful to this person, starts. So for me, I would say that love is the moment that you decide that you're going to keep putting this person first when autopilot is over.
I like the way that sounds. Sounds very good. Okay, so listen, Jay, we've got Valentine's Day coming up. We have, candy, flowers, and all of that good stuff. But, you know, from your perspective, is this the lovey-doveyest time of the year, or is this just a Hallmark holiday?
Well, for some people, it is a time to express their feelings and their emotions for their loved ones or their significant other or their husband or wife. But I just kind of piggybacking on what you were just saying, mm-hmm. what I realized that love is, and 'cause I, from a teenager now as a mature adult,
mm-hmm.
I recall those emotions and the chemicals and all of
the
that.
The easy part.
The easy part.
Mm-hmm. Anybody can be that.
And then it took a different direction. And that direction, the question always came up, was I willing to give what I wanted to receive?
Mm.
Because a lot of times we enter relationships, say, well, I want this person to be intelligent, smart, spiritual, financially secure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the question I'd ask myself, am I willing to bring these things to the table? Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about love is really something where you put the other person before yourself.
But do those things that you mentioned, mm-hmm. those esoteric, materialistic things, do they really have anything to do with love? Or is that just, is that really part of the resume? Are those enhancers? Because, you know, I always say you can't see any of those things when the person's standing naked in front of you. And I don't mean naked literally. Right. I'm talking about their true whole selves.
Just spiritual.
Yeah, exactly. You can't see the degrees. You can't see, you know, the Lexus or the Lexi or whatever. You know, you can't see the big house or you can't see any of that. So do those things really contribute to love?
Well, the essence of love, mm-hmm. I don't think they do, because what happens if those things go away? That's when you find out whether or not somebody really loves you, because if those material things are the reason why they're there, then you take that away, then you find out that perhaps they did not love you. They loved what you could offer.
I see. Yeah, maybe I should have played the OJs for the love of money, and that would have been appropriate, too.
Kind of makes me think of the starter wife. You know, she's the one that's with the guy, and she works with him, and she builds with him, and she loves him. And when they arrive, you know, it's just that much more better. And then
he trades
her up, and then and he takes on another model who has him at that time when he's at his peak, and then something happens, it's over, and what happens? They divorce.
Oh, they divorce, right, correct.
So, you know, so love, it's just an entrapment. You know, I think that those, the house,
really?
The car, well, you know, or just gravy. It depends on how you look at it, but it should not be the cornerstone of building a relationship.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about love. How do you know when you're in it? How do you define it? Let's go to Alec calling from Upper Marlboro. Alec, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Alec, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going just fine. So what's on your mind? Go right ahead.
So here's how I break down that love thing. I think if you think about it, love is something that is so self-defined. You know, everyone has a different meaning of what love means to them. And to me, love is just that. Love is honoring what love means to someone else. Because if I want to measure if someone loves me or not, then I'm looking at, are they honoring what I said was important to me? And if I love them, then that means I'm taking note of what they have expressed is very meaningful for them, you know? And to me, that's how I break it down.
Okay. All right, Alec, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about love tonight, real love, falling in love. What does it mean to you? How do you define it? Let's talk to Jonathan calling from Montgomery County. Jonathan, what's on your mind?
Chef, I'm here to let you know that love comes with sacrifice. If you can sacrifice, then you can start beginning to fall in love. That's what it takes. People don't sacrifice anymore. And the other comment is that material things, we have made material things the big thing for Valentine's and for Christmas, and it's not. If I don't give you flowers on February the 14th and I give it to you on the 15th, what's the difference?
They're cheaper on the 15th.
And she's the side piece.
That is
one day should not determine how you are in love with someone.
Okay. All right, Jonathan. Thank you. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cheryl, calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind, Cheryl?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I think that being in love is about reaching a whole other plane of connectivity. And I think in order to do that, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. And I think we put so many walls up because we want to be on top and we want to be dominant and we don't want to be hurt. And sometimes when you're really in love with somebody, you have to lay all that down so that you can truly connect and put it on the line.
Okay. Cheryl, how do you know when you're in love?
It's that feeling of connectivity that's on a whole different plane. I mean, I've only felt that way one time in my life, and I think it's just where when you're not with somebody physically, you're still with them. You really do feel a kind of ethereal connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not just about wanting to be around the person, because I think when you're really in love with somebody, you stay connected even when you're not physically occupying the same space. And I think that's when you know. I think you really do, when you're really, really truly connected on the spiritual level. That's what I believe.
Okay, Cheryl, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about love tonight. How do you define it? How do you know when you are in love? Okay, Terry, do you believe in soulmates? And if, and are soulmates the equivalent of a loving relationship, or is that just something that's always trending?
I do believe that they're not necessarily a soulmate, being one individual person, because there are billions of people on this earth. So I believe that, yes, there are people who you connect with far easier than you do other people. And I believe that it's a type of person that you're attracted to. So I think soulmate really is, should be rebranded as your type mate, like someone who you could really get along with, because there are things that are just predictable in human nature. And then there are just some people who you connect with greater than others. But it's not just, I don't believe that there's just one person on this entire planet that you just match with the best.
What do you think, Jay?
Well, I have a different perspective. I've been with several people, and I'm not, you know, bragging about
it. Of course
that. Not at all.
No, not at all.
But in my life.
And she rolls her eyes. Go right ahead.
No, that was a slight side eye.
That was a side eye. That was a big side eye.
But I can tell you that having been with several people in my life, when I found my wife, there was a connection that I had with her that I hadn't had with anyone else, and it was beyond physical.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spiritual connection, and she is that one. And so when I think back, I realized that I was giving little pieces of myself to people along the way. But when I found my wife, it was just that click. And it's been almost 18 years now.
Wow. How about
almost 18 years. And
okay.
So because of that, you know, we have our three sons together and have built a life. And not to say it wasn't easy. It hasn't been easy. But it. She's that one person, and having been out there in the world and experienced all, you know,
there it is.
Right. I now know, and I've known for 18 years, she's the one. So I do think that there can be that one person.
Okay, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about love as we head into this Valentine's Day weekend. We've got a lot of conversation to get into on the other side of this break. So if you are on the phone, that means Anthony from Northeast, Owen from Southeast, Nikki in Columbia, and Wayne in Southeast D.C., please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation on Sirius XM, Channel 141.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.